folks, and welcome back to another episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine. We're going to do something a little different, maybe, kind of. You could say it's a little different, possibly, maybe. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Depends on you, how you think of things, who you are, I guess. But today we're going to have a Star Wars episode. A new Marvel released Star Wars number one in the comic book form. And there's just lots of other Star Wars things going on that I wanted to touch on. I've never really been a huge Star Wars fan. I'll just let you know right now. I've always been more on the Star Trek side. I do appreciate the movies. I don't dislike them. I do appreciate the movies, though. I think they're awesome movies. They're fun movies. I just never really got sucked into them like a lot of people did. I do enjoy seeing Darth Vader in the newer stuff. I did enjoy seeing Darth Maul. I thought Darth Maul is one of those characters that I think is just an amazing character. I really love that character. To see him die so quick in the movie was kind of sucky, you know. I wish he would have been around a little bit more. But it looks like he was a little bit more. But this wasn't something that I wasn't yet watching, and I kind of started watching this recently, 2 days ago. But yeah, so why don't we get this Star Wars episode started? A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars! Book 1, Skywalker Strikes. It is a period of renewed hope for the Rebellion. The evil Galactic Empire's greatest weapon, the Death Star, has been destroyed by the young Rebel pilot Luke Skywalker. With the Imperial forces in disarray, the Rebels look to press their advantage by unleashing a daring offensive throughout the far reaches of space. Hoping to defeat the Empire once and for all, and at last restore freedom to the galaxy. That is the way Star Wars episode number one starts. Kind of similar to the movies. You get the blue writing with the space background a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. You get the yellow that everybody knows, the logo of Star Wars, the words with the space behind it. And then you get the scrolling up of kind of like they're kind of bringing you up to date as to what's going on in the story. We saw that in all the movies. And of course, in the comic book, it's not scrolling up. You just kind of you get that little effect. Starts with a ship flying into the panel, and then the action starts. There has been lots of things going on with the comic book. Brian Wood used to write it. I think he was the writer. I believe he was the writer. When Star Wars, five, six months ago. Star Wars was written, the comic book was released under Dark Horse Comics. Before that, we learned that Star Wars was bought by Disney. Disney owns Marvel, and now they own Star Wars. So George Lucas sold Star Wars to Disney, so Disney took over. Back in the 70s, I don't know if it was the late 70s, early 80s, Star Wars was a comic book after the movies, and it belonged to Marvel. Marvel was the company that was putting it out. And then I don't know what the story was that Dark Horse started putting it out, but Dark Horse does a lot of movies to comic books, TV shows to comic books, so you get a lot of that feel when it comes to comic books from Dark Horse Comics. They do a lot of the Alien Predator stuff, all kinds of stuff, Buffy, all kinds of stuff. So they were the ones putting out Star Wars. When Disney bought Marvel, they took all the rights away from Dark Horse. What the thing that everybody was talking about was that Disney didn't want any of that book history, any of that comic book history to exist. Only what was released in the movies, the six movies that were put out, all that stuff that was pretty much written in the comic books and the books, they pretty much wiped that out. As far as I know, they said that none of that exists. So Marvel, Disney brought Star Wars back to Marvel. Marvel, again, will be releasing Star Wars, the comic book. Now, a little bit about Star Wars, number one. Skywalker Strikes is the first issue of the Marvel comic book series, Star Wars. The comic takes place between the events of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, and Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and features all the major characters. You see all the characters from the original film, or at least you will be seeing them. Right off the bat on the cover of Star Wars number one, you see Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, C-3PO, R2-D2, Chewbacca, and then in the background there's a really cool like silhouette. You kind of get that light speed effect of, but it's just the outline of Darth Vader's helmet. You see all the X-Wings, you see the TIE Fighters in the background. So you are familiar with everything that is shown. The comic is written by Jason Aaron, and the artwork is done by John Cassaday. I found the artwork to be pretty good. There's some of the characters do resemble what you see in the movie. Skywalker Strikes shows the beginnings of a Rebel Alliance assault on the moon of Simoon. Number one, I think it's Simoon. The Rebels, Han Solo, Leia, Luke Skywalker, Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO, everybody that I named earlier, they infiltrate and intend to destroy a weapons factory on this first issue. But their plans change upon the arrival of Darth Vader. Darth Vader shows up. And you can see it. At least when he was in it, he showed up in the comic book. That's when I got a little bit more excited. I was like, Darth Vader's showing up. I guess you could say I'm more of a fan of the dark side on the Star Wars movies, or the Star Wars franchise, the Star Wars universe. He shows up spoilers. Luke Skywalker intends to fight. He, at this point, he still believes that Darth Vader, the Dark Lord of the Sith, killed his father. So, if you guys paid attention, Luke Skywalker still doesn't know that Darth Vader was Anakin Skywalker, his father. So, this Star Wars is going to be a monthly release. My opinion on the Star Wars issue number one, I thought it was cool. It was fun. You got some pretty cool shots when Darth Vader comes out. You see him in action. You see a lot of these characters in action. You get a glimpse of all the stuff from what I know, that people love Star Wars for. You see the Millennium Falcon. A lot of these background characters that you saw in the movies, they come out in this issue. I'm sure they'll be in the issues to come also. So again, my opinion on the comic book, it was a cool book. It wasn't super exciting. I think people would just be like more excited because it's like, oh, Star Wars, the comic book is back. And it's kind of like you could start over. You could start with this number one and you'll be all caught up with what's going on in the comic book world. To me, the comic book was fun. It was cool. It was an enjoyable read. The way the comic book ended, spoilers, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader are facing off, holding their what are they called, lightsabers, and they're about to fight. So that leads me to believe that in issue two of Star Wars, you will see a Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader fight. Maybe, possibly. They might not give you that fight yet because it's still early. But again, they might be pulling out all the stops and going hardcore on this book. But we'll see. I will definitely give it the 3-issue run that I usually give books that I'm kind of interested in reading. After the 3rd issue, I'll decide whether I want to stick to it or whether I just want to let it go and take it off. Remove it from my pull list. So I'll let you know. I'll probably do a retouch on Star Wars when the 3rd issue comes out. And, am I going to stick to it? Am I not going to stick to it? But if you guys haven't checked it out, I'm sure these comic books, you could either get a digital or go to your local comic book store. Support your local comic book stores. We know you can buy everything on Amazon, but it's better to support those local shops. And even though you get stuff cheaper on Amazon, but I mean, that's the issue. This issue was a bit pricey for a comic book. It was a $4.99 book, but I wanted to buy it, check it out, see what I thought. And you guys can check it out too. Go to your local comic book stores, get it. I'm sure they got it. I'm sure a lot of these stores got a pretty good amount of issues. And with Disney backing it up, Marvel back on it, I'm sure they wanted to push it to make their money. But yeah, so Marvel welcomes back Star Wars with this issue number 1. Check it out.
In this war, a danger there is of losing who we are.
The ongoing stalemate in the war has become unacceptable.
The Separatist fleet commanded by General Grievous is headed your way.
Goodbye, Jedi!
Rush not into fights. Long is the war. Only by surviving it will you prevail.
The enemy ship is closing.
You wanted excitement.
Let the Republic come.
Skywalker is leading the mission. Do not underestimate him.
There he goes again, craving adventure and excitement.
You get used to it.
Give it everything you've got!
Subtlety has never been one of your strong points.
All part of the plan, Master.
Your friends will miss you!
You can't defeat us all.
Of course I can!
Get those fighters off of us!
Your fancy flying is making it difficult!
Hang in there!
Twice the trouble they have become.
Weapons do not win battles. Your mind, powerful it is.
Now you fall, as all Jedi must.
At my stars!
We need you, Anakin.
That was impressive.
Cartoon Network is proud to present Star Wars, The Clone Wars. With a new adventure every week, their galaxy isn't far, far away anymore. This fall, the Force will be with you.
That's my master.
Roger, this might be old to some of you, but to me, it's new. And I'm talking about Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Animation, the CGI, the 3D CGI that was put out on Cartoon Network. At least I believe it was Cartoon Network. I'm watching it on Netflix. They have all the seasons on there. I remember when it was out, maybe about a year ago, maybe early last year, one of my buddies, Francisco, was telling me, he's like, hey, dude, you got to check out Clone Wars. It's really good. Just, you know, he told me a few times and I was like, I'll think about it. Because, I'm not. Will I be in the future? Who knows? But at the time, I still wasn't a major Star Wars fan. I was like, I'm good with the movies. I was like, I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, sit through a cartoon. Not that it'd be bad or anything. It's just that, like, I'm not, I wasn't a huge Star Wars fan, so I You know, would I care for it? Who knows? The other day I was sitting on my couch. I was watching, I was on Netflix. I'm like, what do I want to watch? What do I want to watch? There wasn't anything that was kind of like, yeah, I got to watch this. And I saw that Star Wars The Clone Wars was on and decided to check it out. I was like, you know what? I'll check out one episode. Checked out that first episode and I was hooked. It was a great episode to start with. I thought it was just a great first episode. Sucked you right in. The episodes are they fill a 30-minute time slot, so they're only 22 minutes. So I think that's just a perfect time. They're full of action. I've seen probably about, I think I'm on episode 4. So it's still early. It's still early for me in the Clone Wars. I know that the Clone Wars came out in, debuted in 2007, I believe. And it ended, it got canceled in 2013. So it had a pretty good run. But checked it out, like I said, loved it, thought it was really good, thought the animation was awesome, and actually one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite animators, cartoon animators, I guess he'd be like a character designer, Tom Hodges, he worked for the web series cartoon, which the web series, I believe, is more 2D. And I love his art, so I've always seen him draw these fantastic Star Wars characters. They're more like cartoony looking. They look like what you see on the Clone Wars. So if you want to check him out, his name's Tom Hodges. I know he kind of led the web series, I believe. So I'm a big fan of his, so I would always see these characters. I was familiar with the way they were drawn, but I never saw them in action until I saw the actual animation. And 4 episodes in, I'm still hooked, still loving it. Season 1, I haven't heard anything bad on whether it slowed down later in the later seasons or it got, you know, bad or still wasn't good. I haven't heard anything like that. So hopefully, I believe it's 6 seasons. Hopefully they'll all be good. In the season 1, from what I know, it shows a wide variety of battles and adventures. And you see Grievous and Dooku, Count Dooku, they're like the lead antagonists. From what I've seen, it looks like each episode is kind of connected somehow. So far, I've read that you can see them as standalones, but I think you'd be missing some things. I mean, I guess if you're familiar with the Star Wars characters, you know who they are, you could kind of see it as a standalone. But I think it'd be better to see it from episode 1 and go through on, because they do seem to be connected. In this season, it seems like the Republic and the Separatists attempt to convince various planets and races to side with them. They're trying to get people, trying to make new allies to take down either, you know, the Rebel Alliance or take down the Rebel Alliance, the Republic, or take down the Separatists. That's what I've seen so far. You see Anakin Skywalker, so I believe the Clone Wars, from what I'm understanding, takes place between episode 2 and episode 3, before Anakin becomes Darth Vader. We see him become, if you saw the movies, we see that he becomes Darth Vader in episode 3. So right now, he's still Anakin. He has an apprentice also, a Padawan by the name of Soka. I think it's Soka. You see Mace Windu, Yoda, what's his name? Obi-Wan, a lot of the characters that we saw in the episodes 1, 2 and 3. So at this point, Emperor Palpatine, he's still part of the Republic, you know, he's kind of, from what I'm seeing, he's kind of feeding this little intel to the dark side, to the Separatists, so they could be one up on the Republic. I'm excited to keep going, because from what I've seen, I know that Darth Maul comes out. And like I said earlier, he is one of my favorite Star Wars characters, if not the favorite of mine. I know, you know, remember in the episode 2, I think, or was it episode 1? I don't remember. He gets his legs cut, or I guess it was episode 2, because in episode 1, Anakin was so young. Or wait, I think I'm confusing myself. Either way, Darth Maul gets his gets chopped in half by Obi-Wan, and I know in the cartoon he comes back and he has like robot legs. I'm interested to see now how he comes back and where'd he get those legs from? Who found them? Who fixed them? And I know like his brothers. I guess he has brothers now, and they're in the TV show. I'm thinking they come out in season two, maybe later. I'm not sure. But right now I haven't seen or heard anything of them. It looks like Grievous and Dooku are gonna be the main guys that we see, the main villains in this cartoon. But yeah, so I'm really excited. I loved it. I could sit there and knock out 2-3 episodes back to back. If I had more time to absolutely do nothing, I probably could sit there all day and just watch the animation. If you haven't checked it out, and if you like Star Wars, you should definitely check out Clone Wars. I really recommend it. It's really good. It's on Netflix. You get all 6 seasons on Netflix. The episodes are 22 minutes long, so that's fucking awesome. Forgive me. It's not too long, so you can sit there, take them one at a time or whatever. You can, if you got a tablet, you could go to the bathroom, take a doo-doo, watch a freaking episode. Why not? But yeah, so Clone Wars, really, really good. Highly recommend it. I know they have a new Star Wars animation, and it's called Rebels. I've also heard good things about that. So after I knock out this Clone Wars, I will definitely be going into... what is it called? Rebels. You get new characters on that one. Will these be connected to the new movies? Will they? Well, Clone Wars is between 2 and 3, so that is there. Rebels, where does that come into play? I don't know. Is it after the 3rd movie? I don't know. Maybe you guys could answer that for me, those of you that have seen it. But yeah, so check it out. Clone Wars, Star Wars, Clone Wars on Netflix. Definitely, definitely a must-see. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, why don't we check out the trailer for season 1 of Star Wars Rebels? I'm really curious right now. So, let's play it. Let's hit play on this.
This is Master Obi-Wan Kenobi. I regret to report that both our Jedi Order and the Republic have fallen.
In a time of darkness, when fear ruled the galaxy.
Move along. This is a restricted area.
Heroes will rise.
Entering hyperspace.
Destinies will collide.
Who is that kid?
And a rebellion will ignite.
I'm going to snuff out this spark before it catches fire.
What happened down there?
He did.
We need an opening.
Found one.
Kids, stop!
Sounds like someone I used to know.
All troopers, focus your fire on the Jedi.
Our future is uncertain. But in time, a new hope will emerge.
Your parents must be worried sick.
I don't have parents.
The Force is strong with you, Ezra. Come with us. Learn what it truly means to be a Jedi.
What part of blast them did you not understand?
It's over, Jedi.
Not this time. Now!
Premiere of Star Wars Rebels. Join the Rebellion. Coming this October on Disney XD.
Excuse the intrusion, Inquisitor, but I have encountered a Rebel cell.
You did well to call.
There you go. Star Wars Rebels. Looks pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to that. I still got ways to go on Clone Wars, so that will definitely have to wait. I will not be sneak peeking into that. I don't know who any of those characters are, so I mean, I probably could just start watching it, but I definitely got want to knock out Clone Wars first. I don't know who any of those characters are. Some of them, I know they look familiar because I've seen them. You know, the toys at Toys R Us. I've seen that the villain. I've seen the guy that the main guy Ezra, and don't know who that other Jedi is. But yeah, so that will definitely be a must-see. If you guys have seen Rebels, let me know. Is it good? Is it better than Clone Wars? Is it as good as Clone Wars? Is it no good? Let me know about Clone Wars. Also, did you see Clone Wars? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Do you not care for the cartoons? Let me know at my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMGCM.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
We're gonna have an episode of Star Wars and not talk about the trailer. Star Wars: The Force Awakens, the new J.J. Abrams, Star Wars film. I just gotta say, it looks fantastic. It looks awesome. Questions that I have, I don't really know. I guess nobody really knows yet. Who are these characters? Who's the main guy? That we see at the beginning, he's wearing a stormtrooper suit, but he doesn't have the helmet on, and we see, it's this, this guy. Is he, I think I've heard that he might be a new Jedi, that's gonna be in the movie, possibly Padawan to, I don't know, is that what it called, apprentice to Luke Skywalker. We see lots of great shots. It looks like J.J. Abrams is going to be doing some, is doing it just, will be doing or did do a fantastic job shooting this film. I mean, he did a great job with Star Trek. I was sad to see him go. Sad to see him not do the third part that of Star Trek that will be coming out, because he did a great job with part two, Into the Darkness, I think, was fantastic. I really loved that. So kind of sad to see J.J. Abrams leave the Star Trek franchise. Hopefully, Star Trek still, the third one, hopefully it's still awesome, just like the other two. And now he's over at Star Wars, and I'm sure he'll probably be doing, if they have three more, I'm sure he'll be doing all three, because they look fantastic. I mean, little shots of the Millennium Falcon just flying, just coming out, doing that loop, flying past those TIE fighters, those X-Wings flying low over the water, just that shot, the effects of the water, just, you know, it looks great. And I saw this trailer, and I knew, as soon as they said J.J. Abrams was going to direct it, I knew this was going to be an awesome film. Is it an awesome film? We don't know yet. I mean, I could be totally wrong, and it might not be awesome. People might hate it. But, you know, people like to complain about everything, so I'm sure there will be complaints. There's already people complaining about, you know, that we saw the black guy in the beginning. That's a stormtrooper outfit, and, you know, they're complaining because the guy was black. I mean, come on, people. But another thing they're complaining is, at the end of this trailer, we see that dark figure walking in the snow. Is he struggling? Is he struggling because he's hurt? Is he struggling because he's walking through the snow? Is that the way he walks? He busts out. He stops. He busts out this lightsaber. lightsaber turns on, and it has a hilt, like a sword. It just looks like a broadsword. It looks freaking awesome. And there's like light coming out of the sides of the hilt, and it looks great. People were complaining already because they don't like the way the new lightsaber looks, and it's like, to me it looks freaking awesome, and it just looks at that like that guy is full of power. That lightsaber was just like it looked like fire, man. And like I said, I do love or enjoy, I guess I'm loving this, I do enjoy the dark side. I love the villains that they come out in the Star Wars movies, and this guy looks freaking awesome. I mean, you see only the back shot. I'm really excited to see what his face looks like, what his frontal features look like. I mean, that freaking lightsaber, it looks great. So I'm excited to see what this guy looks like. What's his name? We get a voice that kind of narrating the trailer. People are saying it's this guy. People are saying it's that guy. Who is it? We don't know. Hopefully, we'll be getting more trailers soon, and we'll be able to learn a little bit more. We didn't see Han Solo. We didn't see Luke Skywalker, Leia. We didn't see any of those in this trailer. And this movie doesn't come out until the end of the year. 2015, the trailer was released in this past December, 2014. So it's like, a whole year. Are you serious? We got to wait that long. But it looks freaking awesome. I hope it's a good movie. I mean, I'm pretty sure it will be. But we'll see. Are you guys excited for this? Are you guys excited, looking forward to the new Star Wars stuff? Are you guys... should have they just stopped it back then? Should just lift the three? What do you guys think? So what are your thoughts? What are your opinions? What are you looking forward to in this movie? Let me know. But yeah, guys, that's it. And I think that wraps up this episode, this Star Wars filled episode. I wish I could have talked more, but I don't know much about Star Wars. I guess I might be learning more stuff since I'm kind of Star Wars is in the air. I got infected, and I'm kind of looking, watching the Clone Wars, just kind of looking into it now. Definitely exciting time for Star Wars fans. I'm pretty sure. But that's it, guys. That's it for this episode. Like I said, we can't stop talking about Star Wars. What's going on? Exciting times. But yeah, guys, so thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back. I said there was going to be another episode. There was another episode. If you guys heard the last episode, thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining me again. Don't forget to check me out on zombieradio.net. It's a podcast network. A lot of stuff is like zombies, maybe. Not all of it is, but there's a survival podcast and there are other. So go to zombieradionetwork.com and check it out. Check out the Facebook. Check out my Facebook, facebook.com/the MGCM. You can see all kinds of stuff that I put up, a history of Mondays, my toy reviews, all kinds of good stuff. Check that out. Check out my Instagram. I have a new Instagram, and it's called Skatin' Toys. It's at SK8, the number 8, NTOYZ. Check out that Instagram. It's just nothing but toys skating. What are you asking yourself? What do you mean they're skating? Gotta go check out the pictures. Check out the pictures. Good, fun stuff. Also, shout out to Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. Shout out to Mustache Catch Stash. Check out, I believe they're coming back this week also. Check out the John and Ivan Show, my other podcast. It's a podcast about absolutely nothing. Who knows? We talk about random stuff. Is it a podcast? Should it be a show? Probably not, but we enjoy doing it. So check that out. facebook.com/the John Ivan Show. You can find us on YouTube also. And shout out just to you guys. Thanks for coming back and listening to another episode. I would love to hear from you guys. Give me some feedback, comments, questions, recommendations, things that I should read, things that I should watch. This podcast, I mean, I know it's called the Mean Green Comic Machine, but it's not only about comics. I mean, we wanted to, but there's just too much to talk about. Comics, movies, and they're kind of related. I mean, it started with the comic book, the Star Wars comic book. But yeah, so guys, like I said, would love to hear from you guys. Share the show with your friends. And guys, Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. I don't think you're watching. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys on the next episode.